This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is already Tuesday, the fifth day of January 2016. I'm Alex Jones coming to you live from Phoenix as we broadcast worldwide on both radio and television, and of course streaming over the web at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Back at the Infowars News Studios in Austin, Texas, we have David Knight, who's going to be riding shotgun with us today. And we have several big guests joining us as well. One of them, Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist that works for Infowars.com, put out a big detailed report that I need to instantly print that I saw on Infowars.com showing the massive persecution of Christians in 2016 and 2015 with the current funding worldwide of George Soros actually funding the persecution of Christians by radical Muslims all over the world. It just shows the unprecedented war on Christians and why they've opened up the borders to Europe and more. So we're going to be focusing in on that. Obviously, massive stock market sinking in the new year, hundreds and hundreds of points per day since last Friday. We're going to be breaking that down, several hundred points down on the Dow Jones Industrial Averages today. We see the globalists openly trying to start a Muslim civil war between Shiites and Sunnis. They've basically started a giant one, but they want to start a huge world war out of this, just huge situation. Saudis cut ties to Iran as crisis intensifies. Federal raids, quote, round up immigrants. This is a stunt. They're bringing in tens of millions every few months, every 6 months or so, over a million total. But if you look at the aggregate, 40 million illegals or more in the country, and they do a few of these stunts a few times a year to act like we've got some type of internal security. We're going to be getting to that as well. And then obviously what's been one of the biggest stories in the country and now in the world, right on time, feds tread lightly versus armed Oregon grab. And, of course, it's the feds that are really grabbing the property in Oregon. But this is the optics that we have basically in every major newspaper in the country today. Not that Obama is currently speaking. We can put him up on screen. We're monitoring it. But we have the press release this morning of what the executive order is. The stories are on Infowars.com and DrugsReport.com. New Obama gun rules require those selling even a single firearm to become licensed dealers. That is a national gun registry, and we know what comes next in every single case. We're going to get Ted Nugent on the next few days. We're going to get Wayne LaPierre on the next few days. We're going to get the head of Gun Owners of America back on the next few days. David and I interviewed him last week, warning us this was all coming, but here it is. And they're saying more's coming after this. So I was thinking the draconian national registry would be in a few months, after he tested the power grab of it being just an executive order outside of law. We already have taxes outside of law. We already have power plants being shut down outside of law. We already have illegals being brought in outside of law. The point is outside of law. We all have Al-Qaeda and ISIS and al-Nusra being funded outside of law. That's really the big enchilada here, is this is outside of Congress. And then you got the Supreme Court making laws after they're blackmailed that, oh, we can have taxes for foreign insurance companies where you pay them. It's a tax to insurance companies. I mean, the screw job is on. The screw job is on. It's here. National registry. That's what Politico is saying. That's what WorldNet Daily is saying. That's what the NRA is saying. That's what Obama is saying. And they're like, reasonable, you know, within his power, he can do it. And then, why am I here in Phoenix? I had an over-the-top, powerful two-hour interview with Louis Farrakhan yesterday, where he's on the same page believing they're trying to start a race war in America. And I'm reaching out because he's so influential to try to make sure this doesn't happen and George Soros doesn't get what he wants. Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It has happened. 2015 has passed in the history, in the lore. But now, 2016 has been born, and the decision lies in your hands to forge the destiny.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's a little too epic, that Hollywood action adventure science fiction voice I'm using. But quite frankly, that's how I feel like I should be talking about what happens when your body actually gets the real natural nutrients it needs. And that's why we're offering the biggest discount ever on three of our best-selling products that turbocharge and cleanse the body. Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula Deep Cleanse, and Secret 12 Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12 for the lowest price ever. Read the 5-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and take action in the new year. Receive 15% off on checkout at InfoWarsLife.com when you use the promo code 2016. And see, I just did it again. I can't help but get excited. Get healthy, fight the globalists, win-win, yeah!
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I am coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. I will be getting on a plane later today and traveling back to the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. David Knight is riding shotgun there in the News Center and will give us breaking news, analysis, and information throughout the day. We also have Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, InfoWars.com reporter, who wrote a very important article yesterday at InfoWars.com, chronicling in the last year the massive funding that George Soros has given to radical Muslim leaders, countries, and others to persecute the living hell out of Christians. You talk about serious crimes against humanity. This Nazi war collaborator who runs the Obama White House is just unbelievably out of control and going out of his way to engage in massive persecution. Top 10 Soros targets in 2016. And then it goes through Christians. Soros will back the most anti-Christian, pro-Muslim regimes and leaders worldwide in hellish persecution and hellish operations in Europe as well. I mean, we are up against just absolute evil here, ladies and gentlemen. It is incredible. We're facing the clash of civilizations. We're facing the globalists trying to stage a huge Muslim civil war, Shiite against Sunni and vice versa. That is in the news, obviously, today. We've been telling you this is all coming because this is the season of orchestrated crisis. This is the season of the stock market plunging, as you see it doing hundreds of points a day since Friday. This is the season of them coming for the guns. This is the season of them provocateuring and trying to push federal initiatives that are unconstitutional so that people rightfully resist in their right. But is it the smart thing to do at this point? I say no, unless you're defending yourself from an assault. It's all coming up today. Joe Biggs will also join us from the ground in Oregon, where we have this empty federal barn or whatever that's been grabbed by folks that are mad about the federal land grabs. And again, you can look at both sides of this. The feds are out of control. They're grabbing land. It's under Agenda 21. But at the same time, the Bundys were in the right with grazing rights back to the 1870s. We stood with them. We supported them. Now that the sheriff says, we don't want you, a lot of the locals say that. The Hammonds have said for 3 days, please don't speak for us. It just isn't as perfect an optics as we had in southern Nevada. And the image of the feds putting their guns down and backing off, or they threatened to shoot our reporter, David Knight, and others who were there with 1,000-plus people. Now David Knight's son is on the ground there with Joe Biggs covering all of this. Now remember, while we're all seeing every major newspaper in the country, including the Arizona Republic, where I sit in Phoenix, Arizona, feds tread lightly versus armed Oregon grab. It's the feds grabbing land. It's the feds that have 90% of states like Nevada. It's the feds that have more than half the country. It's the feds that are trying to take it off use and acting like the people are the enemy. It's the feds persecuting ranchers. It's the feds wanting to get armored vehicles and local police departments and promoting this narrative that patriots, land rights groups, and others are about to come with guns and have a war right. All of this kicking off Sunday into Monday when Obama announces yesterday and today national registry, executive order outside of law. That's a huge issue that's outside of law. This is dictatorial, the very textbook totalitarian dictatorship of the presidency. Congress having its power stripped. The lapdog Supreme Court signaling it's about to rule against guns this year, already ruling last year that local cities can restrict guns down to the point of banning them, backing up Chicago and others. I mean, it's on, folks. It's on. It's on. Infowars.com, WorldNet Daily, DrudgeReport.com. We all have it broken down. In fact, I want to post the whole WorldNet Daily article at Infowars.com. That's so important. National Registry. We have to get that out. Everyone, Obama executive orders may require those selling even a single firearm to become licensed dealers. Boom. This is what he just announced minutes ago. And he keeps saying reasonable, no big deal, no big deal. Like, it's reasonable to have forced inoculations. It's reasonable to double and triple your insurance prices. It's reasonable to teach five-year-olds how to have sex. No, it's not. This is what they're doing, just running over us, conditioning us. So we'll go back to that Breitbart headline. And we have the announcements. Obama's gun control plan includes gun ban for some Social Security beneficiaries. Absolutely. The FBI, did, and I'm not lionizing the FBI, but compared to the globalist and Obama, I mean, give me a break. The FBI came out last year and said, we've been told and we've been ready at the NICS Center that we're going to be directed by experts, quote, at the VA with an algorithm that we are to apply with a computer with the data of the Social Security recipients. How many millions are there? 60-something million? It's about to be 80-something million as baby boomers retire? I mean, in fact, Google that. How many Social Security recipients are there right now? I want to say it's like 68 million, 70 million, but I'm going from memory here. And if you do an automatic transfer, this is the Washington Post. This is the Washington Times. With a straight face, the New York Times last year, just 3 or 4 months ago, remember? They said, hey, you take an automatic transfer of your Social Security, that means we declared you incompetent. Guess what they started this year? They're trying to make it mandatory to take automatic transfers, and if you don't, they're going to charge you a fee. And now, it's being reported by Politico. It's being reported by Politico. Doctors can report some mentally ill patients to FBI under new gun rule. You actually read what it says? Doctors can report you even though you're seeing a dentist, you're seeing a clinic, you're seeing whatever. If they believe something might be going on and then no judge, no jury, you just lose your guns. And they ask kids now, pediatricians, do your parents have guns? If they say yes, they've seen the guns, the CPS is called. Department of Health and Human Services, he's going to launch all these different agencies outside of law. They've beta tested this in New York City, Chicago, and many areas of California, like L.A. And they beta tested it. We know the attack. We warned you with precision. Not because we're that smart. The enemy runs a big country. They've hijacked 330 million people, 370, 380 million to count the illegals. They know how to implement. There it is. A federal mental health prohibitor that disqualifies them from shipping, transporting, possessing, or receiving a firearm. And they just decide a magic psychology list, no judge, no jury, no adjudication that you're mentally ill. It's hard, you know, since the 70s and the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest and all those, you know, horrible things that happen, locking people up for no reason to involuntarily commit people. Well, forget all that. We'll just put you on a no gun buy list or a mentally ill list. And, of course, they say that most gun owners are mentally ill. Alan Dershowitz went on CNN and said, Alex Jones is mentally ill. He should have his guns taken. It doesn't matter that I've never been convicted of even a misdemeanor other than pleading guilty to speeding, which is one of the lowest classes of that. I have never been convicted of anything above a $300 fine. Nothing. Nothing. I have never had a DWI. I have never been convicted of any crime. I've never been audited by the IRS. We've had them do some other probes and harassments, but not a classic audit alleging something. Nothing. I'm about as clean as you get. I've even stopped speeding, basically. Gosh, it's hard to do. But the point is, in fact, there's no point even having a fast car anymore. The whole point, though, is it doesn't matter that I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. It doesn't matter I'm calling for peace in this country. It doesn't matter I'm calling for reconciliation with the police and local communities. It doesn't matter if I'm working for jobs in America. It doesn't matter if I'm working for lower taxes. We've got Obama and this gaggle of organized criminals that all have their own armed guards and security paid for by the taxpayers. And he says we need a sense of urgency about gun violence when gun violence is down 60-something percent since 92. Professor Locke corrects me. It's not 52%. It's like 61%. And we can show you those statistics from FBI.gov, folks. We can show you the articles, but they are coming with their jihad. Not about the economy imploding, not about all the tyranny, not about all the wars, not about our government funding radical al-Qaeda and ISIS groups in the Civil War to kick off a civil war, to kick off a war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. None of that matters. It's all about gun owners in America. That's the big distraction, even though in a national Gallup poll I saw yesterday, 1%, or was it 2%? We'll pull it up. Of Americans believe that gun control is the number one issue that they're concerned with. They can't even get 5%, folks. And by the way, the number on Social Security, 59 million Americans. I know it was around 60 million, but they're adding more all the time. I think within, 2 years, it'll be 68 million and then upwards of 80 million and then by the end of the next decade. So 59 million people, and most of you get automatic money transfers. They're coming for your guns. And they'll go, okay, you can have them. Just go to a psychological. Just like you think it was fun to be a veteran and put through psychologicals to get your, quote, benefits that you earned, now you're going to be harassed in the social services net. They're coming. They're coming with their agents. They're coming with their operatives. And bending over and groveling to it will only let them win. Gun ban for some Social Security beneficiaries. Boom. Boom. I mean, it is on. They are coming. They've got their battle march. They're not backing down. And InfoWars.com is full tilt focus right now on the great gun ban has begun. I want everybody from Paul Joseph Watson to Adon Salazar to Mikhail Felton to Kit Daniels to hit every angle of this gun grab and put it all together. I would take all these articles that cover one issue each and then just headline emergency alert, total assault on the Second Amendment launched, and then just break down the seven different things currently they're doing. This is it, like 1776. They are coming for the guns. This is only the beginning. We warned
you. Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be back in Austin, Lord willing, tonight. We are seeing an unprecedented development right now with President Obama launching a raft of anti-gun initiatives through federal agencies outside of law. Having Social Security recipients who get wire transfers of their money, which they try to push you to do, having their guns taken and being given psychological evaluations, claiming that they are inept or that they have been declared incompetent outside of law or adjudication. Doctors spying on their patients and just saying if they feel like it under Department of Health and Human Services guidelines, kind of like the BLM just grabs land under guidelines, or Obama shuts down power plants under guidelines, or Obama opens up borders outside of law with guidelines that just come out of thin air. They will now take your guns via guidelines. He's announcing executive orders to ban the transference of any guns outside of there being a record. That's a gun registration, unprecedented. And it goes on and on and on. This is the strategy to destroy the Second Amendment. And then when there's another shooting, which there'll always be in a country of 380 million people counting the illegals, it's one of the rarest forms of death. I mean, we're talking 12,000 people a year die. 7,000+ are suicides. So we're talking about 5,000 or so that are killed. That sounds like a lot. Hundreds of thousands die on the highways. Tens of thousands fall and die in the shower. Your shower is more dangerous on record. Your pool is more dangerous than guns. It is a phantom. LA Times headline. Gun crime way down. Public thinks it's way up. So this is a question. Will we have the triumph of disinformation? Will we have the triumph of fraud and the unparalleled? Let's show some of the footage for TV viewers. Just minutes ago, Obama crying in a press conference. The guy that funded Al-Qaeda and ISIS to kill hundreds of thousands of innocent people in Syria and Libya. The guy that has double black unemployment. The guy that has raised all these different taxes on the poor people. The guy that could care less about the citizens. Just during the last segment, I saw you guys. We have a DVR'd. We were showing it. Obama up there fake crying. Do we have that? There it is. Obama cries during his rousing gun control speech, proving just how personal this issue is to him. How sick is that? Fake crying, ladies and gentlemen. The last time he faked cry, and Drudge Report linked to my video on it, the media said he wasn't really crying. This is how they spin things. This is sick, fake crying. Crocodile tears. When he knows full well where there's gun abolition in Chicago and other areas, his supposed hometown, they have the highest crime rates in the world. They know they took all the guns from the people in Mexico 50-something years ago. Highest crime rate as a country on the planet, but highest crime rate for a city, Chicago. He's got all these armed guards, but he doesn't want you to have them. And then he, okay. They want to conquer us. They want our guns. They've already conquered us with Obamacare financially. They've already broken our cities. They've already deindustrialized us and shipped our jobs overseas. And now they want to break the final pieces of America. And they want to start civil wars with Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros and others, to create instability there and have the feds land grabbing out west and pushing people into confrontations there. It's incredible. But now the media in USA Today, and the front page of the Oregonian and everywhere else has a new term, hashtag Y'all-Qaeda, Y-A-L-L. And it's in the Associated Press that the feds are going to shut the power off at the, quote, compound, the barn, the empty federal barn that they've moved into. When Occupy, all these other groups have taken over, shopping malls and Mall of America. But, oh my gosh, Y'all-Qaeda, it's white people with cowboy hats. They're evil. They're bad. Go after them. And then we knew this. Crybabies, infiltrators, spoiled brats, whatever, run up to Joe Biggs. People don't even know their names. And go, thanks a lot for Alex saying the Bundys are feds and saying I'm a fed. How dare you? You're the feds. See, just saying, watch out for infiltration. Just saying, hey, they try to infiltrate militias. Look out for anybody calling for violence. Then it's a classic textbook turns into I said they were all terrorists. You see how that went? Now they break up the Patriots like that when we said no such thing, didn't say they were feds, said look out for feds trying to infiltrate and provocateur. And then the feds obviously come to them and say, did you hear what Alex said about you? And they go, no, he said you're a terrorist. And they go, he said I was a terrorist, or he said I was a, how dare him? That's how they play you like fiddles. And the Patriots love to take the bait every time till they throw you in federal prison.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It has happened. 2015 has passed into history, into lore. But now, 2016 has been born, and the decision lies in your hands to forge the destiny. Whoa. That's a little too epic, that Hollywood action-adventure science fiction voice I'm using. But quite frankly, that's how I feel like I should be talking about what happens when your body actually gets the real natural nutrients it needs. And that's why we're offering the biggest discount ever on three of our best-selling products that turbocharge and cleanse the body. Get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the all-in-one cleansing formula deep cleanse, and Secret 12 Methylcobalamin Vitamin B12 for the lowest price ever. Read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com and take action in the new year. Receive 15% off on checkout at InfoWarsLife.com when you use the promo code 2016. And see, I just did it again. I can't help but get excited. Get healthy, fight the globalists. Win-win! Yeah!
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how to man, you win so.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Live, we're going to be breaking down the big move to destroy the Second Amendment that has been launched. An incredibly treacherous moment of pure evil by the Obama administration and the Soros crime syndicate that is attempting to overthrow this country. Eamon Bundy, one of the Bundy sons that is out in Oregon, is going to be interviewed this evening by Joe Biggs. So we'll have that report for the nightly news this evening. Joe Biggs will be popping in the third hour from outside the compound, the feds are calling it. They're reporting that they're going to cut the, quote, power to it. And, again, the controlled corporate press is calling them terrorists. We have clips of CNN saying this, and then this goes back to Harry Reid calling the Bundys terrorists. We were very supportive of the Bundys and the folks that showed up out there and our reporters that covered it and still dealt with disinformation agents for whatever reason running around claiming that we hate the Bundys and, you know, hate everyone and think that land rights is horrible. And then, of course, the Bundys would go look it up, and we never said any of that about them. In this case, we have not said anything bad about the Bundys. I think they are in good faith. As David Knight said yesterday, I concur with David Knight's analysis. He was there with the feds threatening to shoot him last year. You know, that footage, historic, feds, you know, surrender to patriots, is online with millions of views. But when you go out to a place and most of the locals don't want you, the sheriff doesn't want you, and you've got the feds involved, and you've got the Hammonds. You know, I first Saturday, you know, heard the Hammonds didn't want their help, and I thought, well, that's certainly not true. Let me go look at that, and then I went and saw the Hammonds on TV saying it. So all I'm saying is, tactically and politically, this does not look like the best situation to me. And then the paranoia sets in, or no one can come near the barn. You know, our tactical positions and all this, and then hardly anybody talks to the press, and it just turns into what looks like a pretty bad situation to me with the simultaneous rollout of Obama coming for the guns and saying they're for the patriots. Because the obvious thing is when you see terror attacks in this country, like we saw in San Bernardino, folks want to go out and get armed. That's happening, record gun sales. So the timing of this stinks to high heaven, and I'm saying there are individuals, there are organizations, there are groups, there is media, you know, national media, you name it, in there stirring all this up. CNN, MSNBC are having orgasms right now, excuse my French, of delight over this. And Sunday we're all blaming me for it. Alex Jones followers are out there calling for a war. Hundreds of newspapers saying, I want violence. Okay, so I don't want violence. I want to continue waking people up. I want to see Congress shoot down these executive orders. I want to see lawsuits. I want to see the NRA double in size, Guns of America double in size. I want to see governors like Abbott come and say, come and take it and stand up that way with governors and state houses and legislatures and you know, men in suits professionally doing it. When we can do it in a federally controlled area, which is obviously wide open to be misrepresented, I wouldn't choose to have a political battle. I mean, it's like you're down in a swamp and they're up on a hill. That's not good ground. Guys on horseback with American flags, with men, women, and children riding up with the feds aiming guns at them and the people ride across the line onto their own grazing rights to get their cattle that have been stolen. They have the moral right. They have the right. I mean, I happen to know through sources that a lot of the tactical team military people that were in BLM uniforms agreed with the Bundys. Well, now they've been able to bring in some teams that don't. And I'll just tell you that we have a lot of sources. And they don't hate the Bundys, but they're trying to not get the orders to have a shooting war. And look, I admire the Bundys. But the media is calling them Al-Qaeda now. The media, the Soros groups are calling them white terrorists and doing banner hangs on highways. They want to have a race war, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I traveled. This was set up a month ago. That's why I traveled here Sunday. And I'm leaving today to Phoenix, Arizona, was to interview Louis Farrakhan at Elijah Muhammad's original home and where Louis Farrakhan stays much of the time. And I came here to interview him on ways to not have extreme rhetoric on the government side, the local side, the police side, the black Muslim side, the patriot side, whatever the case is. And it was a much better interview than I even thought, 2 hours long. We're going to be putting it out in the next few weeks. They want to put it out. I was going to take a month to put it out and really kind of make the documentary, but they want to put it out quicker. So we're going to race as fast as we can to put this out. It's going to be a huge interview. Headlines are going to be all over the country about this. I can tell you that Louis Farrakhan said point blank at dinner last night, very, very gracious. I was at dinner with him for 3 hours with Rob Dew and Josh Owens, and then two hours and 10 minutes interviewing him before that, that there is a grand jury that is open to indict him. He's told they're coming to arrest him very soon. And that he knows they're trying to cause a race war and a civil war in America. and the things he said have been taken out of context. When he said, if the police shoot us in the back, we go out and get them, he said he meant the people that do it specifically, but he said he understands that he said that in anger, and that he agrees that all of God's children, all the tribes of Israel, need to come together against the New World Order and the Private Federal Reserve. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to tell you what else he said, but because I'm going to coordinate with his people, because he said some amazing things about Donald Trump, you name it. It's going to be a big interview. So I was literally a month ago setting up this interview. He invited me to his home in New York. I couldn't go at that time because of family engagements. So instead, we scheduled to interview him yesterday on the 4th. We interviewed Louis Farrakhan, who is extremely charming and charismatic, probably the most charismatic person. I've been around people like Russell Brand, who you see on TV, he's got some charisma, but in person, it's like, whoa. I mean, it's like electric. And, you know, there's all these women fawning on him. He's like, looks like 6'5" and just built like Schwarzenegger. Once you're around him in person, he doesn't look as skinny, and he just has this presence. Lance Armstrong has a big presence. Janet Reno has a really evil presence. I've been right up next to her. Clinton has an evil presence. Hillary Clinton has like a stinking presence. Matt Drudge is like a smart presence. Donald Trump has a very energetic presence. But, I mean, Louis Farrakhan, and I'm not doing a gushing thing here. It's just that I want to have – it's easy to get up here, go do an interview, attack Louis Farrakhan, put bad clips of him out of order, and then just demonize him. But I really do want to have peace. I really do want to get the Nation of Islam talking about how they've aborted 51% of the blacks in this country since Roe v. Wade. And I said to him, there's 1,100 people shot by cops on average. They admit over 90% of that is in good faith. Cops getting shot at, bank robbers, liquor store robberies, whatever. And I said to him, I said, you've got, what is it, 20 million blacks or so aborted since Roe v. Wade, hundreds of thousands, millions every couple of years. You got millions over here on this side of the way, on the scales, half the black people killed. And then over here on this side, you've got 150 people that are questionable a year by the police. And you know, let's say that are black out of the 1,000 or so that probably shouldn't have been shot. No, let's be technical. There's 1,100 or so police shootings. And there's only a couple hundred that you could say were questionable conservatively. So we're not even talking about, I mean, total, the numbers are insane. We've got to break this down. It's like end of the world. The police are coming to kill us. What's coming to take over is your smart car taxing you by the mile. What's coming to get you is the smart meter frying you in your house. What's coming to get you is fluoride in the water. What's coming to get you is cancer viruses and the vaccines. What's coming to get us is the soft kill New World Order. But Louis Farrakhan said, Islam is a failed religion and needs to be reformed. He said we need to block Muslims coming into the U.S. until we put controls on. In fact, I think the Farrakhan people are right. They said the interview was so powerful, they want it out basically now. And I was like, well, I want to add a bunch of clips and make it really, you know what, I'm going to call them back today. In fact, dude, you come in here, please. I'll talk to you during the break about what time our flight is. I don't want to run back by there and talk to their video people, you know, that had us in their studio, because the more I think about it, the stuff he said, it's like Drudge came to us and just dumped his guts, you know, just all the data dump. It was awesome. And that's the thing. I want to be the place where people can come and spill their guts. I want to be the place where Matt Drudge comes and says, I met with a Supreme Court justice and they're coming for the First Amendment next year. They're coming for the second. And the Supreme Court signaled last Friday or last Thursday, they signaled, oh, we're coming for the guns and free speech this year. I mean, folks, this is an epic time, and we don't want to be white, black, whatever, Hispanic, killing each other right now. After we defeat the New World Order, if we want to be idiots and kill each other, whatever, go ahead and do it. I don't want that to happen. But I really do not want it on my soul and my conscience that my government is targeting all the children for abortion, that they want to abort the whole human species. Now, David Knight's with us here. He's got a lot to cover, but I tell you, David, this situation in Oregon is going exactly like we said it would on Sunday. People go back to those Facebook mentions and the YouTube I shot and then the Sunday show that you hosted. And we're just stating the facts. Everybody knows we're 110% supporters of land rights. We're 110% supporters of the Second Amendment. We're 110% supporters of the First Amendment. We're 110% supporters of states' rights. We're 110% supporters of good governors like Greg Abbott. Thank God for him in this critical time. We've got him and not Rick Perry, who was a fake conservative compared to him. And thank, obviously, better than Obama. Thank God that, you know, that we've been in a position to warn people. But, man, I got to say, Joe Biggs told me he's going to come on next middle of the third hour multiple times. He's just out there to report, cover the press conference, see what's happening. And he had some of the prominent militia people who I don't know their names. I don't know who all these people are. And I barely, you know, can remember all the Bundy's names. You know, there's like four or five of them. And they just march up and go, thanks a lot for saying the Bundys are feds. And then Joe goes, where was that said? On Alex's show. Really, where was it said? Well, I guess he didn't say it, but... And then we know that that's what people do. They come up and say, Alex Jones says you're a fed. They go, well, how dare him? And then once they've already buddied up and, you know, said Alex is saying we're feds, everybody gets to be on this high horse. See, the great Alex Jones, he's not as patriot as we are. You know, he says we're feds. I said, watch your butt, because Harry Reid has said you're a domestic terrorist and wants to demonize all of us, and you speak for us now, and they're coming for our guns. And all the people that are in the comment sections on InfoWars, the minority of trolls that want a shooting war, you're the ones that always tell other people to go out and have a shooting war. You're the ones that are always out there pushing somebody else to do it. Let me tell you something, big man. You go ahead and go do it if you think it's so great. No, I say you shouldn't do it. Let me tell you, you want a shooting war, you're probably going to get one. And it's when the globalists that have taken over this country blow up some more federal buildings or shoot up a school and blame it on the Patriot movement. Because let me tell you, just as day follows night in sitcoms and dramas and cartoons and newspapers and TV and radio, they've been demonizing the Patriots for 7 years, saying we're getting ready to start killing everybody and taking over buildings and murdering everyone. And then when they start pulling it or tricking people into it, it's on, folks. We're winning politically right now. We are winning in this wrestling match. They don't want us to continue to win, and they've got their operatives out in force hammering right now everywhere, pushing to try to start a civil war. But I'll tell you, we don't just have to count on the grassroots patriots out there to be smart. A lot of them are really smart, and God bless them. And they're angry, and I could admire the fact they're ready to fight. But let me tell you, the art of war, fight on your terms when you want to. 90% of war is info war. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There are people in the FBI, in all these agencies, that know that their bosses want to start a civil war and want to create a huge crisis where they can get draconian laws passed and smokescreen all these executive orders and take our guns. And I can tell you that Saturday, I met with a prominent individual. And I've met with other prominent individuals. And I'm going to leave it at that. And I have confirmed in triplicate that the reason the Secret Service is being persecuted, of course, in an agency that big, there's going to be a drunk driving incident or a hooker or something big. I'm not saying that's okay, but that's out there for a reason, because they hate that agency because it gets to see what the president's doing. And by the way, those people are smart. They don't tell me what they're seeing because I'd get killed if I knew. But they say, like Bongino said, the former head of his foreign detail said here, and I want him back on, it's worse than you're saying, Alex. Well, finally, through two sources, ladies and gentlemen, they say that Obama is not just a radical Muslim sympathizer, but he, whether it's a psyop to leak back to Saudi Arabia or Israel or whatever, Obama is hitting his knees. He wears a radical Wahhabist ring. Obama actually prays to Mecca five times a day, folks. He grew up, he went to madrasas in Indonesia. He is a Muslim. He is a Sunni Muslim, folks. That's why he bowed to the king of Saudi Arabia and every other, I mean, folks, we are screwed. If I was ever going to evacuate and get my family out of here, it'd be. I pledged to stay here, but I mean, when you're facing a radical jihad president, I mean, when you're facing them coming for the guns, God Almighty, I mean, they're trying to start war with Russia. They're attacking Russia with radical Muslims. I can't even believe, David Knight, I cannot even believe. And the feds are saying to me and others, look, just don't let them start a civil war. We don't want this. We're not going to follow orders to come take the guns. They're going to do it in a few cities. We don't want a civil war. We know it's true. The Patriots are winning, folks. The generals are going public saying the government runs Al-Qaeda,
So I'm telling you, they're in trouble, folks. We're that close to beating them politically. They want to destroy this country. And, of course, they got bad feds in there that hate patriots, like Lon Horiuchi and others that's retired. But most of them aren't stupid, and they see the writing on the wall. And if we get past this narrative of just having an idiotic shooting war, we can save this country peacefully. Now, the globalists are going to do false flags. My God, we got a Wahhabist in the White House. And you know I used to hear that and say it wasn't true. It's true. It's true. We are screwed, folks, unless we hit our knees before God. David, I'm going to skip this break. This is so important. No more today. But, I mean, I literally got physically nauseous Saturday when I confirmed through another high-level source in person. And I'm not going to give out any details what agency, let's just say armorers with a major federal agency, okay? I mean, it is on, David. They are scared.
Well, you know, I remember when Obama began to run back in 2000 for the 2008 election, the New York Times reported that he began one of the rallies with a perfect Muslim call to prayer. Nobody recorded that, supposedly. And we never heard any more about that. They took that off of the narrative. But that's been there from the very beginning. Of course, there were a lot of questions as to after he spent most of his life growing up in Indonesia, and the connections there to that brutal government that's being run by the CIA, his wife being his mother being connected to a family that was part of the CIA in the early years, the foundational years. And then he disappears and he goes to Pakistan. He comes back and his name is changed and there's no records about that. We have absolutely no background checks on this president who is demanding background checks on everybody. And
that's right. There is 1.2 billion Muslims. 1.08 billion plus are Sunni. About a third of those are radicals on record. And, of course, the globalists just went to the biggest population group, set them all up. They probably had it planned for 50 years with Saudi Arabian oil and all of it. We've been double-crossed. Our shields are down. We're screwed. I mean, if America doesn't understand how... David, I've never been this shaken. I've never... It's all coming together. We have been... This is the end of America.
Yes. If he gets the open borders...
Yeah, I hope all you feds that have gone along with this are proud of yourselves, and I hope all the people out there that have been lazy are proud of yourselves, because look, you try to say it, the borders are wide open. They ordered the Border Patrol to ship the illegals in. I mean, folks, it's a joke. It's all totally illegal. Sorry, David, go ahead. Make your point.
No, actually, Alex, there's a couple of articles up on InfoWars today. One of them about the German police covering up massive assaults on New Year's Eve in Cologne near the train station. They had about 500 young Arab and North American men flooded the square there. They attacked at least 35 women were subjected to sexual assault, one report of rape. They expect that number to go up. There's another report on InfoWars.com about Norway and Oslo, the capital. The police are saying, we have lost the city.
And that's it a is quote. A detailed... We have lost the city. Yeah. We have lost the city. Mayday. Mayday. It's true. We're under attack. We've been double-crossed. It's exactly what all the right-wingers said. I didn't believe them. This is insane, folks. This is insane. And it's worse than that. They're now storming churches and ransacking and literally raping people in the pews. Mainstream news and the politically correct are taking it as a sacrament. They love it. What filth. What do all these liberals think they're going to do when they're under Sharia law?
Well, you know, Alex, what they're saying is that Grønland, which is this ghetto area that's in Oslo, just two train stops from the parliament, they're saying that area is more Muslim than Morocco. And, of course, that's in Norway. That's it. There's nothing left of that area of Europe. They come in, they create ghettos because they don't want to mix with the Europeans that are there. They don't want to learn their language. They don't want to interact with them. They want to be
Louis
separate.
Farrakhan, to my face, said Islam has failed and needs to be reformed.
Well, I agree with him. I certainly agree with him.
Well, this interview is so over the top.
Part of the problem is it is when these migrants come in, they are self-ghettoizing. They create their own ghetto, not just because there's a cultural and a language difference that we would see as other immigrant groups would come in from Europe in the early 20th century. They want that. They don't want to change that. They want to be separate. They just want to take control. And that is a recipe for disaster because the kids.
Absolutely.
That are,
and I want to expand on this. Yeah. I want to expand on this. My biggest concern is they're going to provocateur patriots into violence, pushing stuff. the feds, the citizens, everybody needs to decide they're Americans right now and cooler heads prevail and realize the bigger picture of the globalist takeover, the financial collapse that's already beginning, all of it. We got to come together. Come on, folks. Choose the right side. Don't just hate each other over race or if somebody's a patriot or a fed or whatever. Let's really think about what side we're on here and just come together. And I'm really worried that people are going to get fed up and attack mosques or attack Muslims. Most Muslims that had actually come here in the past, because I know them, were fleeing tyranny, Iraqis and others, that wanted their daughters to go to college and are good people. They're bringing in the radicals now to police those Muslims. Our government's allied with the bad Muslims, with the Saudis, with the people that chopped off 47 heads this weekend. And do not attack Muslims, folks. That will only allow this to intensify. We have got to point out that the borders are wide open and that this is treason. Politically, Obama is a lame duck and hated. We need to make Congress and the governors begin reversing this. We need emergency legislative sessions in the state of Texas and others to block the refugees, to block the gun control. That will be the bully pulpit, the states coming together. And we need governors to say, and don't you do any provocateur stuff, globalists, because the globalists are known. And we're weaponizing the patriots in the info war. The governors and others know the truth now, and many congressmen and women. And they're already, like Donald Trump's doing, they're ready to call Bill Clinton a rapist. They're ready to hammer them with false flag terror that they've staged. Let me tell you, the gloves are ready to come off with the real patriots in America. But even as fast as the awakening's happening, it's not hardcore enough. They're coming for the guns. We told you. And frankly, it's worse. I thought this would be in round two, Salvo. He said he's going to keep having them for months. I thought the national registration and the psychological stuff and taking them from Social Security recipients, that would come in phase two. It's come in phase one. He's up there crying because he hates us so much in fake garbage. I mean, it's on. Now, let me stop right here. Folks, if you don't send links out to Infowars.com/show, your Facebook, your Twitter, your family, everybody you know, newspapers, talk show hosts, everybody, you're insane. We are the tip of the spear. We love you. We are committed to the fight. We love freedom. People are listening exponentially. We got to grow even faster in the face of the enemy. And we have 15% off until Friday, and then it's going to end on everything with GIFT15 promo code. That's on stuff that already has discounts. If you don't get the New Year's specials we've got on detoxification, X2, deep cleanse, and secret 12 methyl cobalamin, 15% off and other discounts. If you don't get the oxy powder, if you don't get the Hillary for prison shirts that we're not ordering more of, but we have some left of, if you don't buy the products, if you don't go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139, we won't have the funding to send reporters out. I need to hire more reporters. I need more writers. I need to do more. I need to have more apps. I need to reach more people. We need to have the funding to face the internal garbage and the attacks and the operatives. You have no idea. And look, we're not crying. We expect it. I mean, we're in the fight to win. We understand what we're up against. I mean, I thought I did, but my God, actually a Sunni Wahhabist in the White House praying to Mecca. I mean, this is, and he does it in front of the Secret Service, and he treats them like crap and calls them idiots, and his kids call, I mean, they said they've never seen anything like it. It is the disdain and hate for America, folks. The disrespect, they want to mount our head on the wall, folks. This is a takeover. And you know what? They deserve to take us over. We've been weak. We've been pathetic, but not anymore. We have been lulled into sleep by the NFL and Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, look at the psychological poison they put us under. And in closing, we have InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com, and the phone numbers on that site where you can call and they can walk you through. It takes about a minute to pay $10, become a distributor, and get 30% off on your first order. Sign up for auto ship, get free shipping. InfoWarsHealth.com or 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. We need funding. And when you buy the great products that Longevity has, hundreds of them, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, the Osteo FX, incredible products, then a portion of those proceeds goes to funding InfoWars, about 10% or so overall. That's how we fund the operation, and we need the fuel to do it. I don't mind staying, you know, in a cheaper hotel. That's fine with me. It's just, you know, internet's not that good. We need the funding. We'll be right back.